It's time for another edition of Brad Huddleston's TechWise. Here's Brad.
After speaking at a school, I offered to stick around and chat with students. There were so many students, the principal suggested I use his office. For 4.5 hours, students came to see me. I'll never forget one in particular. A sweet and by all accounts normal-looking young student pulled up her pants leg, exposing numerous cuts on her ankle. She was cutting in that location to hide her wounds. According to TechTarget's Health IT Analytics, the Washington Poison Center analyzed call data between 2019 and 2021 and found that reports of self-harm and suicide by adolescents jumped by 58%. 58%. And I assure, the internet is playing a huge role in the rise. For example, Healthy Places article, "Why Pro-Self-Injury, Pro-Self-Harm Websites Are Dangerous," states, "Pro-self-injury websites represent the dark side of the internet. These websites provide visitors with different ways to self-harm and ideas about how to hurt themselves and keep their activities hidden from parents and friends. If you or someone you know self-harms, it is very important to reach out for help right away. Do not wait. If you need help finding someone to talk to, contact us at bradhuddleston.com.
We invite you to visit bradhuddleston.com for additional resources to help you with your digital journey.